Good afternoon, gardeners. You're listening to Garden Planet with Selena and
Karen. Hi to my everyone.
Wow, it's been an interesting month.
Yes. Well, we've only sort of just got into it, Selena.
Yes.
Six today.
Yeah.
What's been so interesting in your month?
Oh, well,
I wonder.
We've been welcoming in the new year, actually.
Oh, yes.
So, everything from now on, from Matariki onwards...
Yes.
..is getting into the garden.
Yeah.
Because the days are getting longer.
Well, and July is always a bit of a panic month for me, not just because it's dry July. Mm. That's for those people that like to drink. Yeah. So... always a bit of a stressful month. It's also flu month.
Oh, okay, I'll just keep my distance a little.
And also, what is it about July? Oh, yes, gardening. I do get a bit panicky because it's sort of that last opportunity to do any transplanting or any changes around the place. I'm like, don't leave it too late.
Otherwise, it'll be too dry and they won't get their moisture.
Too warm and, you know, you do it when they're kind of frozen and they're already in shock. Mm. And it's, that's the time to do it, guys. So write that down. Get transplanting done if you need anything moved in the garden. Now is the last opportunity, right?
Well, speaking of transplanting, today's show is... garden renovations part two. Now, you might have heard us speak about this in part one a couple of episodes ago, all the things that are going on with Karen's garden.
Yeah, I'm excited, even though Selena promptly told me earlier that she will not be endeavouring to revamp my entire garden. That's okay. It is it's a big one, eh? Multifaceted.
Yeah.
So I'll forgive you on that, Selena.
Okay.
That's all right. I probably wouldn't listen anyway.
Oh, well, I can only try.
That's what I say to my students, mate, at school. Can only try. No, half of them aren't listening half the time.
Okay. So Karen shared with us last time that she's redoing or renovating a garden, needs some new planting, culling a lot of her old plants because of your new deck, is that right?
Yeah, we've had some extensions out the back, quite significant ones, which is crazy because the deck was already big, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But, and because of that, a lot of plants I had planted down the edges of the decking, and... because the builder realised it wasn't just going to be a matter of replacing a few, what do you call them, not planks, decking wood. Sorry, builders, if I'm saying that wrong. But he realised, because it was so not done properly in the first place, oh, what a surprise. He had to end up doing a whole lot of reinforcement work and what do you call it when you have a bank and you need to... build up against it?
Retaining. Yeah.
All that. A lot of retaining work was done, which meant a lot of plants had to come out.
Yeah.
Because it required a lot of deep holes to be dug and concrete to be put. It ended up being a lot bigger job than we thought, you know. But, yeah, so because of that, I've got, like, all these plants everywhere, and I'm like, I don't know. Do I get rid of it? Do I move it? Do I give it away? Been a very stressful, but I'm getting to the end of it. The journey's sort of coming to an end, but Selena's still got some tips, I believe, for me, which I could still, you know,
definitely
make some changes there for sure.
I write them down. Do you have much budget left over for maybe getting some new plants?
I'll let you know after my 10-day ski holiday, which is coming up. Well, yeah. Let's just say yeah.
Oh, well.
Look, I work full time. I don't do it for nothing. Come on, man. So let's just say yes.
I have some recommendations for you, Karen, because you had some wants and wishes and needs. And I thought, I'll have a deep dive into my plant catalogues and see what will be suitable. and make some suggestions of what you could plant as something nice and new for your garden. Maybe something a bit different, something that's easy care because you don't have a lot of time. And something that would suit your site, which is...
And the other thing is, you know, with my husband probably being the more... sort of practical minded of the two. Oh, I'm quite a practical person, but he's probably more so from a like resale point of view. You know how no one stays in a home forever. Yeah. And most people don't want
like a fussy
garden that's going to require a lot of maintenance. Yeah. So, yeah, I think there was, yeah, so that's another reason.
Okay. So, just imagine a typical suburban garden in Auckland that's sort of on a little bit of a slope.
A little bit.
Well, it's in Massey, if you know what Massey's like. On Dunbuck Hill.
Nothing like maybe the slopes you'll see in Titirangi.
Yeah. Not like Terry's garden.
Yeah, I mean, no, we're not talking terraced. Like, that's retaining for you. No, but still, yeah.
Yeah.
Bit of a hill to contend with.
But it is a nice... little area because I've seen your garden. Your decking is just, you have a good indoor outdoor floor.
Yeah.
So you can have a barbecue and it's nice and warm.
Yeah.
It gets a lot of sun.
And now that we've got our big shade structure out there, and if I actually see you in the daytime, I will. Well, when it's all done and dusted and all perfect and beautiful, we'll sit out there and have a glass of wine under the shade, and hopefully the plants will have come back to life. And yeah.
Okay. Well, you said you wanted a bit of shade because it can get very sunny and quite warm.
Yeah.
Maybe a
catches
little bit
a lot of sun.
Too hot for you and not very comfortable, and you're a bit of you have a bit of fair skin.
Yeah. No, it's a nightmare.
Protection.
Yeah.
And then you said you had a pergola or some sort of structure.
Yeah, like the husband bought a 4 metre by 2 metre, or maybe it's huge. It takes up like most of the deck.
Yeah.
It's like a barn without the sides.
Wow. Okay.
So I said to him, bless him, I said, your wife needs shade.
Yeah.
So
okay.
He provided.
Yeah. Oh,
right. Very large structure.
Okay.
It's cool. Needs a bit of greenery though.
A few recommendations to green up that pergola.
Yeah.
And I chose some evergreens because you said, we don't really want leaves dropping everywhere.
Yeah, cool, yeah.
So some suggestions for that vine to cover that pergola. Tecumanthi, which is a native of New Zealand climber.
Oh, cool.
It's got beautiful white flowers. It's evergreen.
Did you say it was a climber?
Glossy leaves, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but it's not, like, rampant. And it's quite exotic looking.
So yeah? Oh, that sounds cool.
Tecumanthi, I think, would...
Okay, and are the flowers small, medium?
Medium. They're white. They're quite waxy. They're not really strong, smelling like jasmine, I think.
Oh, that's good, because I can't handle too much jasmine, personally.
Yeah.
I get a bit overwhelmed by that one.
So I thought that was quite an ideal plant for that area.
Okay.
But you might want some other options, just in case that one isn't available. But actually... I think that one would really suit. And you mentioned, jasmine, everyone's got jasmine.
Oh, but look, I don't mind jasmine. It's just, have they still got that jasmine out the front of your school there?
Yes.
Yeah, it's very, like, some days I liked it, and I was like, and other days I was like, too much.
Well, there are different types of jasmine. So one that's very popular in Auckland that all the gardener companies, landscape companies use is called star jasmine.
Yes.
And it's not as strong smelling as the other jasmine, and it's not as rampant.
Okay.
So you could try that one, and the leaves are a bit, they're green, they're evergreen, they're kind of leathery, they're not
tough.
Drop everywhere, but if you cut that one, there is a bit of a sap that comes out, it's a bit sticky.
Okay.
So
maybe not plant it too close to the seating, like the furniture, if you don't want sticky stuff all over you.
That's only if you're pruning it. The other climber that I have planted before that does climb really well, and the flowers sort of droop. Sort of like wisteria, but it's not going to take over as much as wisteria. And that's called Hardenbergia or coral pea. It's an Australian one, and the leaves are sort of, they're kind of stiff, like, you're more like cardboardy type, not stiff.
Oh, yeah.
But it comes in, like, purple colour or white. So if you want something purple, I'd go for purple.
Oh, okay.
And it can climb up, and then the flowers can just drop down.
Oh, that sounds nice.
You'd have to show me exactly what the particular... Has it got much overhead to sit under? Or,
Yeah.
But this one, Hardenbergia, like, it twists around a lot.
Oh, cool.
But you would have to trim it.
Yeah.
Just to stop it from...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not, like, no maintenance.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Okay. Noted.
So those are three options for your pergola. And it would give you shade because it can... get thick and you can and it's very easy care.
Alright, so you just grow it in like a pot or
you could
in the ground.
Yeah, you could grow it in a pot or ground.
Yeah.
With pots you need to water them more. But they're not going to get out of hand like a wisteria would.
Okay. What was that one called again?
Hardenbergia.
Hardenbergia, okay. All right.
So you got Hardenbergia, you got Tecamanthe, or you've got Star Jasmine.
Yeah.
So those are your three options. Have a look at the garden centre and.
I'm not very good at decision making. I'm already feeling a slight sweat.
Oh.
And it's not the flu.
Oh.
No, that's all right. That's past.
And then I wondered if you wanted. Oh, you were talking about a specimen tree in your front.
Yes, what do you recommend for that?
Okay, well, you were saying, we'd love a weeping tree.
Well, that was the hubby's. This is kind of like his corner.
Yeah.
I thought I'm going to involve him and actually try and introduce him to the gardening world, just like with a small space.
Okay.
That he can take pride in.
Okay.
We'll see how this goes. Okay. This could be interesting. What do you reckon?
Well, the thing with the weeping cherry and things is, okay, it's going to give you beautiful blossoms in spring, but at other times of the year it's probably...
Not great.
Not that great.
Yeah.
But if you just wanted a spectacular spring... blossoming plant, yes, cherries will be great.
Okay.
They can come in white or pink.
And all right for West Auckland?
Yeah, they're okay. I mean, they prefer a cooler climate, but...
it is a shady area. It's a shady... Like, well, it's... Yeah, it's one of the shadier areas in our property, but it still gets hot come summer.
Yeah.
The morning sun, it gets all that.
Okay.
And then as the day goes on, it gets the shade coming.
Okay.
So that could be a nice balance maybe for that kind of...
The thing with the cherries is, in Auckland, Taiwanese cherry was very popular, but it's become a bit of a weed.
Oh.
But the Tuis absolutely love it.
Ooh. So, okay.
But... that Taiwanese cherry, no garden centre is allowed to sell it in Auckland.
Okay, if anyone out there has one, email me.
I didn't hear that. So, what are the other options?
Wheeling and dealing on the podcast
you're
here.
You're not doing the cherries. Well, okay, I thought... Well, your space there is a bit small, isn't it?
It's not big,
Jacaranda would be wonderful because it's got purple flowers.
Ooh.
And it's from South Africa, which your husband would probably like. And
how big does the jacaranda get?
If it has a dryish spot.
Yeah.
But it spreads wide, but your place is, I think your space is narrow, so I don't know
if
it would
so
be
more
ideal.
More wide than tall.
Yeah. Otherwise,
is it like a droopy wide thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like an umbrella.
So it's like a willow shaped.
Yeah.
That would be difficult to...
But
can you prune a willow? I don't know. They get...
Oh, well, you wouldn't want a willow there.
No, but I mean, like, how do you prune something like that?
I think the jacaranda needs a bit of room, actually.
Okay.
But I just mention it because it's lovely, lovely.
Yeah.
Apple flowers.
Oh, okay.
If you wanted a show. And also magnolia, of course, but you were kind of a...
They've got one over there.
Okay.
I thought we'll just mix it up a bit.
That was sort of the feature magnolia in my garden, which does a beautiful show in spring.
Mm.
And it's not spreading out, it's just...
Oh, okay. And it doesn't get... Yes, no, that's right. That's why we can see theirs.
Yeah.
Through that window over there. We can see it, yeah, because it just goes up. So, yeah.
Kowhai?
I've got a kowhai that I got from one of the gardens.
Oh, you've already got one. Okay. Well, maybe you want something else.
But yeah, I know. I thought kowhai would be lovely out there because they're easy to keep trimmed and
Then I thought, is this a sunny area? But it's
a bit
shady. Protea could be an option.
Yes. No, we went to King's and they actually suggested the same thing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
A South African plant again. Beautiful big flowers, can use them for flower arrangements. And something that I don't have the space for in my garden, but I'd love to grow one.
Yeah.
Then your area might be good because it's like up high, it's not in the lowlands, so...
Yeah, it still gets pretty. That protea is like a dryish soil.
Yeah,
it's like a.
They're more of a. I don't know.
Maybe if we did something with the soil there and made it less, put some lime in and made it less clayey and muddy.
I know it would probably be boring, but they come in beautiful pink shades as well.
I know what you're going to say.
Manuka.
Oh, I know.
No?
I thought you were going to say camellia.
No. Well, that was on my list.
Yeah.
But Manuka that you can shape. But you could... Well, with the camellia, the good thing with camellia is you could shape it into a standard tree and then the flowers would...
Yeah.
Then the flowers
are easy enough to
drop onto your whatever underneath.
Yeah.
Like a little flower cup.
Yeah. Yes.
It depends on what colour you get. If you get.
Oh, so many options.
Nice pink ones. And
yes.
Yeah. You want a bit of colour, don't you?
Hmm.
I would,
yeah.
One other is mellis, which is crab apple.
Ah.
Similar to weeping cherry or cherry blossoms. More of a apple blossom.
Okay.
And...
They could be nice.
They also come in pink.
Ooh.
Pink, so...
And they're quite tough, aren't they?
Yeah.
The old crab apple blossom.
Yeah. That could also...
Do you actually get apples on them?
Crab apples, which you can make jelly out of.
Those little ones,
those little ones. Bit too sour to eat.
Well, yeah.
But you can cook them.
I had a motorbike that was called Crab Apple Red before Maximus was born.
Oh.
Yeah, that's quite a cute, like a rusty red-looking colour.
Yeah.
It's quite cool.
So there's various options. You'd have to go plant shopping and have a look
before
you decide. This is going to be
I don't think much is going to get done. I've got all year.
Yeah.
It's one of these projects that was supposed to take a summer.
Mm.
Yeah.
But...
And then COVID, and then the years just kind of,
I guess, Karen, now is probably the best time to plant a tree.
Yeah. I think we're going to start, I just wanted to hear what you had to say first, of course, Selena, being the expert.
Otherwise, I mean, I can write down these options for you. The rest of your garden, you want an easy care, so you're probably looking at some ground covers.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got a little, another retaining wall kind of bank thing, which you've already got plants in, but if you wanted something a bit different...
No, not now, I don't.
Hmm?
They've all come out because the builder ripped them all out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was thinking some ground covers and easy care ones like...
Rather than grass, eh? What do you recommend?
Okay, so Caprosma's a good one because it has glossy leaves and it covers a lot of white.
What, does it have a nice smell when you walk on it?
Oh, unfortunately, no.
No.
Well, if you want a nice smelling one, you probably want creeping rosemary.
Okay.
Yep, that can spread. Or chamomile as a type of alarm.
Yeah. You've got that at your place.
Yep,
I love it.
Give you some if you need some.
Yes.
Now, that little wall thing at the front of your house, which is a bit bare, and you could get some plants that sort of droop over it. And one that I've seen a lot of landscapers and designer gardens use this is called Dichondra falls. Have you heard of that one?
No, is it a succulent-y thing?
No, it's like a little... It's not a grass, it's more of a... It's a ground cover, and it trails. People use it in hanging baskets. And it just trails down.
Are the leaves really little?
The leaves are little.
I have
round.
Seen that, yes.
And that comes in silvery colour or green colour.
Mm.
So if you wanted it to be all colour coordinate, depending on other
sounds
plants
cool.
are in your garden... You could go for that over that wall, that kind of wall.
Okay.
What else? Spanish shawl, which can also cascade over a wall, and it also gives you flowers.
Nice.
Cerise-coloured flowers.
Yeah.
And
is that going to be okay in the damp?
It likes a little bit of moisture.
Because if you've got the tree in front of it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
If it's sort of dampish, I'd go for the green Dichondra falls, actually.
Okay.
Because, yeah, that's more suitable for drier areas, so... Yeah. But that creeping rosemary can also trail down, which is...
And that's got pretty little flowers as well.
Otherwise, if it's quite damp, I'd go for fuchsia. Procumbens, which is a fuchsia that...
I've seen those, yeah.
It's a native.
Terry had some of those.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are lovely.
Pretty.
They can drop, like, a couple of metres easily?
Yeah.
Ah.
1 to 2 specimen trees, shade for your pergola, ground cover for less mowing. The only other recommendations are... Okay, I know you didn't want to do a lot of, lots of gardening, but you can't help yourself. You need to eat some things.
Okay.
And maybe you could, if the budget allows, have a little veggie pod.
Oh, yes, I've seen those.
Because
online.
You've already got a barbecue, and there's enough room on your deck, it could just be on your deck.
Maybe? Maybe. See what the hubby thinks.
It's like at your height, so you don't have to bend down to do it.
Yeah.
That's
one with a plastic.
And then you can
see those.
It.
Yeah, the people are raving about them.
Yeah, you like your little salads and
herbs. Yeah.
You pick them, and you've got enough soil depth, so you don't have to go and dig. And it's,
yeah.
I don't know.
It's like kind of like a modern day glasshouse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a mini one.
Yeah, and they're not too pricey and they're very effective.
It's not a big thing. But it's just an option. And also, have you got a worm farm?
Not yet. Well, I kind of do. It's my compost bin. But yeah.
I think
not
a
proper
farm would be good for you because if you had one of those ones that was on wheels and it was sort of tucked away outside, then
I think something like that could be good just because...
Just eat up all your scraps.
Because I'm not gardening, my compost bin's always full.
Yeah, just chuck it
I'm not using it. And the worms, they could just... Yeah, I could constantly feed them. I'm just ending up chucking my scraps in the rubbish.
Yeah. And then the worms would give you worm juice or fertiliser for your maybe your pot plants.
Whatever, I do have.
So I think that would be a good option for you. It's quite easy because... You're not having to turn compost.
So, do the worms just come to it, or do you have to buy them?
You need to you can buy them or you can just get them from someone who's already got a farm and gives you some.
And they just live in that?
Yeah, just live
permanently?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And then when they get too much, you can just divide them and give
to someone. And just chuck,
yeah.
You chuck them on the lawn?
Yeah.
They'll find their way. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then you've gone to a lot of trouble there. My goodness. Is there more?
No, not much more. Oh. Because I think, you know, just keep it simple.
Yeah.
And if you need more, you can always add more.
Yeah, but that's right. I'll come to you.
At first. And for a couple of key plants. And
yeah.
Then, you know, you're on your way. You don't need to, like, do a big outlay at first.
All right. Well, I'll talk to you in 6 months if this project ever actually finishes. So, yeah. Well, thank you very much for that, Selena.
Hey, matariki.
Oh, right. So, are we going to finish off with the Matariki song, yeah? Finish the show off? Yeah. I think that'd be a good idea, Selena.
All right.
But before we do that, Selena's just got a few events to share with you what her plans are for Garden Planet.
Okay, guys. I'm excited about my local community planting day, which is in my neighbourhood this coming July 17th. So where I live, there's a river that goes, well, the creek that goes all around my street.
Yeah.
And it's a reserve, and one of the neighbours has organised our planting day all along the river, and he's gotten 750 plants, natives to plant.
That's a lot of plants.
Yep. So he's rounded up all of us neighbours to help them plant them. So we're like, yay! So that community planting day, and there are so many community planting days happening in Matariki because it's just the time of year to get planting.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so what date's that?
Well, my one is July 17th. It's a Saturday. So I hope.
Okay. July 17th.
Yeah.
Riverside.
River Park.
River Park. Present.
So, come along to that if you're keen. And spades and everything's going to be provided.
Okay. And, what's happening in the future? You've got 10 seconds.
Well, Garden Planet will be on hiatus for a while because we're sorting ourselves out with the studio and everything. So, listeners, if you don't hear new things from us, that's okay. We'll let you know when we come back.
Okay. All right, guys. And, until then, take care. Keep gardening.
Yeah.
And we'll finish off with the Matariki song.
Hey, Matariki.
Bye.
Bye. Everyone, that's all we have time for. Come back next week for more great gardening tips at Garden Planet. You can find us on Facebook on our Garden Planet Facebook page or email us at gardenplanetfm@gmail.com if you want to ask us anything about gardening. Happy gardening, everyone, and we'll be back next week.